your host, Jay Mont-G.
And we're back at the Vintage Red Barn. It's Tuesday afternoon. If you're listening on EA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 on the FM, and of course on the web at airventure.org. We're down at the Vintage Red Barn on the fly, and we're talking to H.G. Frouchy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
This is a lot of fun.
We're about to get wet.
Yeah, we're not going to get wet, but an awful lot of other people are going to get wet.
It sure looks like it. Hey, but the Radio Rover, the vehicle, It really needs a bath.
Well,
so this might
get out
work
there
out.
With a spray bottle of soap and you'll be in business.
My fleet might get a little wet. Hopefully they're putting the cover on it now since we're over here talking.
But I suspect.
Hey, vintage, a lot of neat stuff.
We've got all sorts of stuff going on besides just the new vintage hangar. It's been quite a year for us, new initiatives and that sort of thing. And in conjunction with EA 365, or Oshkosh 365, at about the same time, we wanted to be sure that we started enhancing the member benefits for a vintage member, and that includes the new Vintage Aircraft Online newsletter. And if you're interested in signing up, you can go to vintageaircraft.org or eaa.org on the web and sign up for, if you go under media, there's a spot there to sign up for the new newsletters. You can also do it here. If you happen to be here for AirVenture, visit us at the Member Central over there at the crossroads, and you can sign up for this new newsletter, the first one of which came out just about a week and a half ago. And
HG, tell us a little bit about that. 365, it's brand new to everybody in EAA. Yeah. Rumor has it, ex-Microsoft guy?
Yeah, a great ex-Microsoft gal, Hal Bryan, and a terrific vintage airplane guy. He is a Tiger Moth pilot, and we've been having a lot of fun. Even before he got here, we were emailing back and forth with lots of fun. He's an old airplane guy, but he's also a very savvy tech guy, and he understands the social media involved in forums and that sort of thing, and he's really been great for those of us who are rookie forums moderators and how to administer a forum, how to work with a forum, how to make it work for the community. Oshkosh 365 is, I think it's one of the biggest things that EA has done in many, many years. A lot of us have websites, and they tend to be rather static. If we're really lucky, we can update them fairly regularly, but they tend to be pretty static. 365 is a completely different point of view. 365 is all about creating a member community. Think of it as, again, we call it Oshkosh 365 because we view it as convention 365 days a year. All these people around the place, they want to share opinions and share comments about the great airplanes or whatever. That's what 365 is all about.
Yeah, it's so neat. So every day, it seems like something new is happening at EAA.
Well, we try. It can be, sometimes it feels like it's 24 hours a day. You're right. but, you know, times change and people change in how they're interacting. And we are trying to stay up with that. Certainly, particularly with 365, we didn't jump the gun right away and create a forums page or anything on EAA.org because we wanted to do it right. And it's taken us some time to see what works, see what doesn't work, discover that we have, of course, special communities that are related to specific areas. So there is a Warbird community, and there's the Red Barn in the forums area. There'll be an ultralight area. All of that is active, and it's beginning to grow. Now, we did have a little glitch with some servers. It turned out that we thought it would be popular. We thought it would be really popular. We didn't realize it would be spectacularly popular. And it overwhelmed not only our servers that we had installed, it overwhelmed the folks who host it and their pipeline as well. So we found those bugs, worked them out, and it's up and running right now.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about technology. Us at EAA Radio, you know, this is a kind of an interesting year for us too, because we are streaming webcams.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is on the spot out there.
Yep.
At the runway from our
Blue Dot Cam, right?
Yep, Blue Dot Cam from our studios in the sky, over 6,000 hits.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I can believe it.
So
it's always fun to judge somebody else's landings, isn't it?
So the technology is taking off and people are getting on board. And it's great to see that EAA is keeping up. I noticed my Wi-Fi signal is a lot better this year, too.
Well, we're working on it. In fact, I just had a phone call with our RT head, and we had some folks who were curious about the level of coverage and how it was being taken care of, and that there were still some areas that needed to be dealt with, and they're working on that.
So what else is going on?
Okay, in the vintage area, we've got during the rest of the year. We just talked about Oshkosh 365 in the forums area. And also in conjunction with that, you should expect to see within the next 6 months an updated vintageaircraft.org website. It's we're working on a water bomber just went by. If they thought it were going to get wet now, give him another half an hour.
He could be in vintage,
yeah.
Too.
The
let's see, 130. That's old enough to definitely be in vintage.
It's pretty quiet. It kind of snuck up on us, didn't he? The great thing about the web is the ability to reach out in different ways. And one of the things we'll be able to do more of are a number of the interviews that we record on video here during convention, many of which we have dating back almost 15, 20 years. Some of them are not going to be nearly as good as the HD we're able to do now, but it would be impossible, for instance, to do, say, a World War II, a World War I veteran who was here almost 25 years ago. Those guys are gone now, and we've got it on VHS. It may not be the quality that we'd all prefer, but it's there. And we'll start editing those over the coming months and years and getting those up on the web. So we're looking forward to seeing that kind of work, some audio podcasts we're looking at, and in general, just reaching out in different ways and enhancing member value and being a Vintage Aircraft Association member. A lot of folks who are EA members think they're already vintage members, but in fact, the Vintage Aircraft Association is a separate division. We're funded separately, and we appreciate it when everybody else who is really a vintage aircraft enthusiast joins us in keeping these great aircraft in the air.
That reminds me, you know, I'm a lifetime EAA member, but my vintage, I still have to renew it every year.
Well,
I need to do that.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Just so happens that this past spring, the Vintage Aircraft Association board voted to create a lifetime membership. And with the EAA's help, they have made it possible for us to do that. And starting this fall, we will have it possible. It will be possible for you to join Vintage as a lifetime member.
That's going to be great. That's a great idea. Well, we have just another couple minutes. Anything else to wrap up with HG?
I would encourage anybody who has an interest in vintage aircraft to join VAA. Part of joining gets to be that you get to work with us on that. If you have a story idea or you've got an aircraft in your area that you think other people would like to know about, we're always open to a story. Our personal resources are fairly limited. It's kind of tough to write all the stories you want to write. There's always more there than you're capable of doing. But it would be really great if folks who want to do that drop us a note, and they can do that at vintageaircraft.org. So that's vintageaircraft@eaa.org. Pardon me. That's our email address. We're happy to take a look at what you've got. Send us a low res version, and we can look at it and say, "Oh yeah, that we'd like to know more about that." That's also a place. It's also a great email address to send us a note if you'd like to highlight your own project. If you have something that is a member's project, if you would, it would be really great if you drop us a note and tell us a little about your airplane and send us a couple of photos, and we'll tell you which ones we want in high resolution, and we can get it in the magazine. And now, as we increase our web presence and our capabilities on the web, we'll be able to do those on the web as well.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, HG, it's been an interesting afternoon down here at the Vintage Red Barn. On the fly, we've been happy to be down here visiting you. Tomorrow, we'll be over at the EAA Air Academy, and that'll be airing on Wednesday at noon on the radio, 12:10 a.m., 93.1 FM, and on the web at airventure.org. Air Academy, let's see, the Air Venture University is next.
Yep. Have a great time. Thanks for joining. Thanks for coming. And we always enjoy having you guys down here. We're looking forward to next year and a great week for the rest of the week.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow. On the fly, J. Mont G. Bye-bye.